Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And congratulations, Chris Mueller and Joe Block, their love child, Dan Muse.
Very proud of young Dan.
Penguins head coach.
Very proud of young Dan.
Bald is back, baby. All of our coaches and managers bald. Tomlin bald.
Yeah, Mike.
Don Kelly bald. Dan Muse bald.
Mike kind of gave up the ghost there of trying to keep the hair.
Bald is beautiful.
Maybe bald Tomlin coaches differently, we find out, than Tomlin, who's just holding on. Remember when LeBron tried to hold on for a while? He still kind of is. But Mike was holding on to a receding hairline, and he just let it go.
You were bald before all of them.
Oh,
you were
yeah.
the trendsetter. You were the pioneer.
Electively bald. I'll tell you what. I think Kelly looks the most comfortable.
Naturally bald?
Most comfortable being bald. I think he wears it the most confidently.
Yeah.
Muse, though, I mean, it's hard to argue with Muse after one game, Pony, because maybe Mike Sullivan was the problem after all. He just turned this ragtag bunch into a system-oriented team that made Shelov's debut for the Penguins a walk in Central Park.
I'm in a little bit of a cranky mood about this game because of what happened to me last night.
That's not good.
Okay.
What
and I already had somebody come in here.
People are worried about your
mood
in this
building.
I need
to calm down and I got to check my blood pressure. And
now,
did
I do a good enough, when that person came in and said, you seem a little bit feisty and worked up and I'm concerned about you. I felt like I did a good job there of backing you, though, and saying, no, he's fine. He's same
well,
old SOP, same
but
old pony.
But I did lie to that person.
Oh, you did?
Because I am angry about something. I said, I'm just passionate. I'm actually angry.
Oh, boy.
Because one of the biggest pet peeves I have about pro sports is fan-on-fan crime when one fan tells another fan how to fan. Did you follow that?
When one fan tells another fan how to fan.
Yeah.
Fan policing.
Yes.
Internal fan policing.
Fan ombudsman.
Oh, yeah. You know what it
fan
really is?
Ombudsman.
Here's the word you're looking for. When fans gatekeep other fans.
Yeah.
I think I agree with you. It's a massive pet peeve.
So I get told last night by Penguins fans, by some of them, not all, but hey, this is a free country. We have Donnie here. You can call in and tell me I'm right or tell me I'm wrong. 412-928-9370. I don't want this team to be mediocre. Ray Ferraro in that clip said, hey, the Penguins are going to be better than you think. They're going to get 80-plus points, and it's going to be a season of growth. I don't want that. I don't want just bad enough to miss the playoffs, not good enough to make the playoffs, but also not bad enough to be in the conversation for a generational hockey player who's 2 hours away. And the fact that on social media, and then on Pompiani's show, which is usually not really a PG-13 show, the sports call. Yeah, you'll get a drunkard, you'll get someone who's completely off the reservation who calls in once in a while. It's not really a show where there's a lot of name calling and screaming and yelling at each other. But I got people on that show calling in last night telling me that I should basically put my fan card through the paper shredder because I've got the audacity and the balls to say that I want Gavin McKenna. Folks, there literally would not be a hockey team in this town. We would be like Kansas City or name another two pro sports team town if not for Mario Lemieux. How did they get Mario? They lost on purpose. I'm not necessarily saying, hey, you're up 1-0 last night. Let's bench Sidney Crosby and play Blake Lizotte for the third period. But I'm also not saying that. So I just, this whole, like, they win one game and there's unbelievable hoopla, and now people are like, hey, let's go for this thing. No. No. I don't want to be better than bad. Because they're still not going to be good. This is, if it were a season, Chris, where there wasn't some generational player out there, guess what? I would have a different opinion. But he's out there, and you're not very good. So you might as well go for it. And you know who I think agrees with me? The GM. The GM has said as much. He doesn't want to have a team that just backdoors its way into the playoffs. He wants to either be a contender or be a team that's drafting the best players at the top of the draft. And I think last night was a step in the wrong direction. Is that really like an anti, oh, you're not a real fan for feeling that way? I guess for some people. But they must not know Penguins history, because that's the whole reason why your team has 5 Stanley Cups. There.
Okay, to start with, you owe me a dollar, first off.
Damn it. I know why.
So you owe me a buck. Anyway, that makes you even angrier, but I felt good about my horse there.
412-928-9370. I already know who's on there.
Yep, you can toss it across at any point in time.
I have any single. I do have a single.
That's all right. Thank you. Appreciate it. I'm largely with you here. I mean, I think we always hear about this in the NFL. The worst place to be just generally is like 7-9, or even in the middle of the standings, not making the playoffs at all. Like, you don't want to be priced out, so to speak, of access to the next maybe great quarterback or just transformational player, whatever it might be. If the Penguins have a season where they have, I don't know, like 85 points, what did they have last year? Something that's clearly not going to get them to the playoffs, right? But it's an improvement over what people thought. I've seen people project like 71, 73 points, very bottom of the barrel stuff for them. If they have a season where they're in, I don't know, playoff contention until there's 10 games left, so they're pretty good by the standards people had for them going in, that does them...
By the bar being on the floor standards is what you're saying.
Right, like...
They had exactly 80 points last year, by the way.
If they have like 80 to 82 points, I'm going to say, so what?
What was the point?
Right, like the only way that there is somehow a point to this is if, and this is not true because I have eyes and because I trust lots of people who talk to me, who watch the whole NHL, who have eyes and brains... If they had some sort of thing last year where Sullivan just, his message got lost, but it never really came out that it was that bad in there, and Dan Muse turned around a team and they were this disciplined, button-up kind of hockey team, and they were playing the kind of hockey they played last night where really you didn't see the goalie stay on his head because everyone did their jobs for the most part. That was kind of a stranglehold win. Unless that got them into the playoffs and they looked like the 95 Devils, what is the point here? Because it's probably going to end up, even if you make some improvements over last year, it's probably going to end up being a team that misses the playoffs comfortably. And if you miss comfortably, but not real comfortably, as in bottom three in the league or worst team in the league, your Gavin McKenna odds.
All right, so I'll ask you very succinctly. Are you a bad fan if you're rooting for the Penguins to lose?
No, and I got to make a statement that's going to piss off Penguins fans who are listening to this show, and I've made it a bunch of times. I think Pirates fans do this sometimes. I don't think Steelers fans really do. For a franchise that's had a lot of success in my lifetime.
Oh, tons.
I think Penguins...
What a model franchise.
I think Penguins fans, though, gatekeep other hockey fans way more than the fans of the other teams in town do. Like, I think there's way more of a, you're not a real Penguins fan unless... ... from way too many people.
But I don't even understand the logic of, hey... You're only a true fan or a real fan if you root for your team.
The real
in every game.
The real Penguins fans should know that real Penguins fans understand that you've had the best player in the sport uninterrupted for 2 generations, and you should probably shoot for that again if there's any chance Gavin McKenna is that kind of guy.
Professional sports like the NHL have incentivized losing. Mm-hmm. I didn't pick that system. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't necessarily do it that way. I'm just operating within the confines of what the rules of the sport are. The best way to get the players that lead you to Stanley Cups and competing for Stanley Cups, as we've seen in this town, is to get the number one pick, especially in a year when there is a special player out there. And there is this year. So yes, I want the Penguins to lose right now. And if you think, like it did apparently last night on the sports call and on social media, I got Tab Douglas coming out of nowhere. I haven't talked
Tab?
To him. Guy's been in mothballs. I love Tab. I haven't heard his opinion in 5 years. Love him to death, but he comes out of nowhere to basically tell me to pipe down. Tab, go watch your ECHL. Go watch your Wheeling Nailers. Don't tell me how to fan here, okay? I think it's in the best, it's beneficial for the Penguins in the long run to set themselves up with the best chance of getting Gavin McKenna. I know it's not a lock. You're not guaranteed the number one pick if you finish dead last, but it gives you the best odds to get him, and that's what I want right now.
I don't know how
does it suck a little bit for Sidney Crosby that he's stuck on a bad team? They did last night. Maybe they won't on this show, but they did last night. Last night on social media, and they called into the sports call and made me out to be some horrible guy, a pretend Penguins fan, blah, 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 blah.
Come on.
Yeah. Donnie, I mean, how about you?
Ball knowers know that the Penguins have existed
bad
as
fan
a
if you root for him to lose.
Hold on, Don. Ball knowers here know, puck knowers, if you will.
If you will.
If you will. Know one thing about the Penguins. They have been defined since 1984, since the second Mario Lemieux became their draft property, by offense and by superstars. The times that they have not had either one of those, they forget, like, to the extent this is an entertainment product too, they don't draw flies, and people who are not hardcore hockey obsessives don't really care, and they don't have success.
Penguins fans didn't want me raining on their parade last night, apparently. Donnie?
They played a nice game for Dan Muse, my lookalike. Wonderful.
Yeah, I think it also was a factor of them actually winning the game last night, so people in one of 82 that they'll play this year, it's easy to jump on, like, hey, you all thought they would suck, and here they are winning games. I think where people may, like, skip a beat a little bit is that it's not that we are, like, not fans because we don't want them to have a good season.
So you're on my side here. You don't
yes,
think you're a bad fan?
We are realists.
Okay.
We are realists here.
Because their best benefit of the future, it's kind of like the same conversation we've had about the Steelers and drafting a quarterback over the last couple
it's
of years.
100,
can they actually
it's 100.
Be bad?
It's the exact same conversation.
But Gavin McKenna's not Drew Aller. That's the difference
get, yeah,
here. This
right.
guy's actually can't miss.
Well, yeah, they do play at the same school. You got to keep Gavin McKenna away from James Franklin, that's for sure.
I'm sure McKenna could at least perform in a big game, too.
Maybe they could get McKenna to quarterback them and turn things around this year.
The best benefit for the Penguins is that they would be terrible. They would give themselves a real opportunity to get this kid, and then they draft him. And let's also be honest, because I know that in sports the whole lottery system has been fishy before. If they finish in like the bottom 3 to 5, I will be convinced that they will rig it for the Penguins to win.
What a take.
I love that.
Woo!
I love you just tossing that one out there.
And it goes on a 21-year cycle. 84 was Lemieux, 05 was Crosby, 26
Wouldn't
was McKenna.
The strongest evidence for that be if they finished and they had the third best chance? And can the Sharks even win it again? Don't they have like different... I'm completely blanking on the NHL's lottery rules, but there's some different stuff in there near the very bottom.
I mean, I feel like they absolutely
if it was like
just
up to,
did it in the NBA.
If it was up to the Penguins and the Sharks as to who would have the best chance, like who's going to get Gavin McKenna, you think they send him to San Jose? Just like they weren't sending Sidney Crosby to Anaheim in 2004,
yeah,
whatever, in 05.
I think if they are as bad as possible, they get themselves in the bottom 3 to 5 of the league, they will win the lottery.
Here's Dave in North Huntington on this take. Hello, Dave.
Hey guys, how are you?
Hey.
I have to agree with you guys. The problem is fans can't separate the emotional part and the brain part, basically. Like, it makes sense. You have to lose to get the best pick because they're never going to make the playoffs. They suck. Yeah, as a true fan, emotionally, you want them to win. Oh, isn't it wonderful? But you have to take that out of it. Use your freaking head. You want to be the Steelers, you know, for the last...
I also think, thanks, Dave, for starting us off. I also believe that had they lost last night, immediately Penguins fans would have said, well, this is actually a good thing. They want to have it both ways. They want to say that after losses and after a game like last night. Anybody that says, hey, you're 2 points further away from Gavin McKenna, oh, you suck. Who do you root for?
I get, you know what I would just very simply want to say to those people? What good? Just ask them straight away.
Do you want to be the Blackhawks?
What?
Look at what they've done with Bedard. How many times did I hear that last night? A million.
What good would come from them winning this game? Like, what good long-term thing comes from them having...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They've got two kids, two teenagers playing their first NHL games tonight. Ben Kindle is an 18-year-old. Harrison Brunick is a 19-year-old. But at the other end of the lineup, they've got these three Hall of Famers that have been together for 20 years. It's just remarkable. Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, and Chris Letang, what they've been able to achieve in their career. But they are in a rebuild in Pittsburgh. It's a reset, but it's bigger than that. There's plenty of talk whether this will be the last opening night Sidney Crosby sees in Pittsburgh. That'll come after the Olympic break, but it's a season of transition in Pittsburgh.
Told you Ray Ferraro said something that infuriated Penguins fans even more than me, saying I want the team to lose for Gavin McKenna. It's in the build-up, the setup for the Penguins' first game of the season, stoking the flames, poking it, making sure that those red-hot embers... Is that what they're called? Embers?
Yeah, you're right. You're cooking still.
If just you fanning, touched one of those, would it like...
Yeah, you're going to get burned. They're pony. Come on.
What's the worst degree of burn?
Third.
You think you get third degree?
There might be fourth degree burns.
You think you get third or fourth degree burn?
You touch a red hot ember. Yeah. I can't believe I'm saying this out loud.
How do people walk across the hot coals then?
You have a child.
Well,
and
I know not to let
stuff.
Her near that stuff, but like, how do people walk across the hot coals then?
That's a great question.
And not have
question.
Their feet melt.
I've never even thought about that after seeing it once. I was like, well, something's obviously going on there. You know what I'm way more into? And I think I know the science behind this. How people do the bed of nails thing.
How do people swallow swords?
Again, great question.
Right, Don? You ever see that one? That trick before?
Yeah, that stuff always, I don't want to say freaks me out, but it blows my mind a little bit.
The bed of nails thing, though, is the only one of those that even makes some scientific sense where each nail is only holding up a small percentage of body weight, I think.
Yeah.
So it could do that? Why are we even...
Yeah, Ray Ferraro shoehorning in, hey, this might be it for Sidney Crosby.
Well, hold on. He's doing that because it's his duty as a native of Canada who happens to work in the media to nudge in the direction of Sidney Crosby could get traded and it will be to a Canadian team.
But why do they want him up there so bad? It's not like they can't get NHL games with American teams in Canada. It's not like there's
I'm
those games are blacked
of, know,
out.
I'm
why does he
think
have
of an
to
analog.
Play for a Canadian team?
I'm trying to think of an analog that even... would work for the other three major sports. Of the four major ones, the NHL is very much Canada. Hockey is Canada's sport way more than like basket. You know, it's the equivalent of like basketball. I guess it would be this. If the best player in the NBA, if LeBron James had played his entire career for the Toronto Raptors or the still existing Vancouver Grizzlies.
And we were trying to get him back
and
here.
And in the twilight of his career, people were like, can you please get him to the New York Knicks?
But we don't do that with American baseball players who are on the Blue Jays.
I understand that. That's why I think
very
it's
weird.
But I think it's just like, this is our native son. He's a Canadian player. He's an all-time great. We want to do the reverse of what happened with Gretzky, where Gretzky goes from Edmonton to L.A. and everything else. We deserve him at the twilight of his career.
How about Donnie last night, the autocorrect changing Justin Brazzo to Justin Brazzers on Twitter?
I did see that.
Yeah, that was nuts.
It was crazy. And then...
did you want to delete the tweet after you sent it out? Did you not realize it until much later? And then it's like, screw it, it's already out there. I might as well
own it. I intentionally made it Brazzers.
And then there was this listener.
You thought changing his last name to a popular pornography site would get a big pop?
Well, we talked about him yesterday, and then he just happened to score two goals.
We didn't talk
to him as Justin Brazzers.
Oh, I said Justin Brazzers, I think.
Not on the air. You did not make it into a
Maybe they'll bring in like John Reality Kings or something, and then they'll really be off and running.
Bill Digital Playground. There was this response.
You guys are degenerates.
There was this response from Del Slappo, who said, "Hey Donnie, while he is a new player, to me it looks as though his last name is spelled Brazzo, not Brazzers. I'm not sure why one would think his last name is Brazzers, as this is a nonsensical term to me, a happily married man." Anyway, I hope this is helpful. I'm a big fan.
At first, I was like, at first, I thought, okay, it's just like somebody being snarky, but then that last part made me laugh a pretty good bit.
All right, question for Penguins fans, because apparently they like to name call and pile on and bully fans who have...
There's some fan gatekeeping with that
dissenting opinions.
Yeah, there's some gatekeeping there.
Are you a bad fan if you're rooting for the Penguins to lose right now because you want the best odds of drafting Gavin McKenna? 412-928-9370. And that's why I was not jumping for joy after the Penguins shutout win over the Rangers last night.
When the clock struck, when the first empty net goal went in and it was pretty obviously over, did your shoulders slump a little?
I just like, well, okay, one step further away from him.
So you just went on it was like the opposite of when they drafted Pickett, the Steelers did. You're sitting on your couch in the man cave.
Yeah, and then every time they lose, I'm like, okay, good. Let's go.
That quietly though, right?
Yeah.
Good one, guys. Nice work.
That's probably what Dubas is doing up in the press box. Like, yes.
I do think that part of it is like interesting. Like how many fans who do want to see them win and are like, I could never cheer for a loss, even, no matter what player is on the other end of it potentially, would respond when they know that the GM pretty much feels the same way.
Here is Tristan in Butler, not Tristan Jari, who was on the bench last night. Hello, Tristan.
Hi, thanks for the call.
Sure.
I wouldn't say you're a bad fan for that take, but I would have to respectfully disagree with that take and saying that's the same as the Steelers.
The same as the Steelers what?
You said it's the same situation as the Steelers, like, taking a bad year.
I think we're having phone issues here. Yeah, we're not hearing every word of Tristan's comments.
If there was a John Elway or an Andrew Luck or somebody like that in this year's draft, I would not be enjoying the Steelers' 3-1 start with a 40-year-old quarterback
Until he started stinking up the joint relative to expectations, and I was somebody who put these expectations on him, there were things like the March for Arch. You know, it was people thought Arch Manning was going to be the truth, the whole truth, etc. And because there isn't a guy like that, you're not getting that kind of talk. But Suck for Luck was a real campaign that the Colts did.
Here is John in Ohio. Hello, John.
How you doing today?
Hey, man.
Hey, I'm on board with you guys because if think about the Pittsburgh sports scene, if the Steelers didn't suck, they wouldn't have got Terry with 4 Super Bowls. They wouldn't have got Ben with 2. They wouldn't have got Mario. And they wouldn't have got Sid that gave them 5.
Yeah.
I wanted the Steelers to suck this year really bad. I said I was not going to be a Steelers fan if they took Aaron Rodgers. And now look where they're at. They're going to be drafting 18 or 20 again, and no Super Bowl. And the Penguins have to do it again.
Well, probably not with the Steelers, but we don't know that yet. The AFC is fairly wide open right now. Buffalo just lost at home to New England. The Steelers went to Foxborough and won. So
it's also a one and done playoff scenario, which adds a ton of randomness potentially based on injury. Yeah, if the Penguins keep up this for 82 more games, three quarters of the time, and then win how many playoff games? 16?
And by the way, this is not like, I'm not locked into an opinion as a fan. If they look like, Pomp brought this team up last night on the sports call, if they look like the Washington Capitals and they go from a team that everybody thought was rebuilding and 30, 40 games into the season, they look legit, well, then at that point, I will give up the hope of Gavin McKenna. And I'll root for them to have a good season. But we're one of 82 games into this.
Man, that feels like an impossibility.
I agree. And right now I feel like they're one of the worst teams in the NHL, even with that perfect game last night.
They're not even putting the best roster they can on the ice because almost unanimous in agreement are people that their best goalie is starting the season.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In Wilkes-Barre.
It's time for the Fan versus the Fans. Call in now and flex your intellectual muscle. 412-928-9370. Show the guys how much you know by stumping them with a trivia question that will bring them to their knees and cause their sports minds to explode.
All right, how'd this go last week while I was out? How were the contestants?
The first contestant won, and they had a good one, Don.
It was our guy Tony in Greensburg,
and he had a good bat. He kind of did one out of left field that was a basketball one, but I think it would have appealed to you, Pony.
And it wasn't one that you guys thought was unfair or out of bounds?
I'll tell you what it was. I'll see if you can get it right.
Go ahead.
He said the Chicago Bulls were kind of everyone of roughly our age's favorite team growing up. If you didn't have an NBA team, you did, obviously. Mm-hmm. But everyone knew the Bulls. They were ubiquitous.
Sure.
He said everyone knows where
Michael... Got a ubiquitous hour coming up this week on any of your shows?
You know ubiquitous there, though. In context, you know exactly what it means.
Okay.
So he said everybody knows where Michael Jordan went. We were all laughing doing the from North Carolina. He said the other two big players of the triplets on the second three-peat team were Scottie Pippen mm-hmm. and Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
And he said name where each one of them went to college. Now I got one of two.
Well, Central Arkansas for Pippen's easy.
Correct. I think that one is a pretty commonly known one. However,
where did Rodman play college ball?
I was struggling badly. He gave me one hint. I'll give you the same hint.
Is it a community college?
No, it was a D2. It was, I think back then, technically it was NAIA, and I think now it is D2 school. Yeah.
I don't think I know. Where'd he go?
Dennis Rodman graduated from Southeast Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
Southeastern Oklahoma State. He was very briefly at, I think, a community college called North Central Texas. But then he was 83 to 86, Southeastern Oklahoma State.
What a player.
I told Tony.
What a rebounder.
I told Tony, I said, honestly, That's a perfectly fair question. I grew up watching all those teams have all those playoff
intros. You know
what's
crazy is that I can get just about everybody else on that team but him.
So that would have been those three, and then
B.J. Armstrong went to Iowa.
Well, no, you're thinking of the 95 through 97 teams, because B.J. Armstrong, I think, was on the earlier teams.
Yeah, he was.
So Ron Harper went to, not Rutgers.
That's where his kid went.
That's where his kid went. Ron Harper was the starting point guard, we'll call it.
Where did he go? Luke Longley, I think, went to Arizona.
Because they had an Australian pipeline there before St. Mary's existed.
Ron Harper. I think he went to a MAC school.
A MAC school?
I don't know why that just popped into my head.
All right, so Luke.
Are you looking at it?
Luke Longley went to New Mexico.
New Mexico, okay.
Okay, Ron Harper. Donnie, would you like to take a Ron Harper
guess? Is it a MAC school?
I've got it here.
Is it MAC?
It is.
Toledo.
Pony?
No, it's not Toledo.
That's correct, it's not. Oh, man. This is like Tony in Greensburg's getting so much extra run. Give him another gift card. Look at this.
It's not Bowling Green, I don't think. It's not Kent State.
I'll tell you who did go to Kent State. Trevor Huffman and Antonio Gates.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Making me very miserable.
For Pitt.
Pony is doing this like the did you ever see the guy that cheated on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Like
no.
The Great Britain version. This was like way back.
What did it's he
like
do?
What am I doing to cheat?
Ago.
I don't have anything out in front of me.
No. I'm not saying you're cheating, but the guy on any question he didn't know, he had like a mole in the audience.
Oh.
Any question he didn't know, he would go. He would
through the
he
the
would
teams.
Say all four of
and then
the
he'd
options.
Wait, he'd wait for the person
and
to give a signal.
And the guy would cough.
He'd be like, that's huge.
He'd be like, okay, I don't think it's Toledo. Oh, you know what? Maybe it is Toledo. I'm going to go with Toledo.
I'm going to say this really quickly.
What a system.
That seems like a pretty low-tech system. Yeah, I was going to say, that ain't exactly subtle.
Guy did not get his money.
maybe it's Toledo.
They were like, hey, by the way, we listened back to this. We noticed the guy coughed every time that you mentioned the right answer.
All right, Pony, you got a 5
Miami, Ohio.
You nailed it. Is he the better of the two players to come from there?
Wally Zerbiak? Yeah, he is. He won rings.
I think Wally was a better individual player.
Great defender, Ron Harper.
I know.
All right, before we get to your chance to stump us, you call in 412-928-9370 with a sports trivia question. And if we get it wrong, you're going to win a $25 gift card, to Rival Sports Bar, Fox Chapel, Waterworks, Collier Town Square. 412-928-9370 is the telephone number. Let's begin. Starting with Dane in Butler. Hello, Dane. Dane?
Dane?
Dave?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry. I had you on mute.
Was it Dane or Dave? Are you Dane?
Dane. With an N, yeah, Dane.
Great, Dane. All right, Dane, yeah. Who do you want to ask the question to?
Let's ask Mueller.
Okay.
Dane, before you start.
Let's do it, Dane.
I want to just stress one thing. I've been doing this 15 years. I've been in this time slot almost 13 full years now. It is starting to get borderline offensive how often people choose to try to stump me thinking I'm the easy out. It really is.
I feel like it's either you or me.
It was random.
I'm not picking on you, Chris.
All right. What do you got, Dane? You'll probably end up winning anyway because I suck at these. What's the question?
All right. Can you name the four players who have won both a Heisman Trophy and a Super Bowl MVP?
I think that's a perfectly fair question.
I like that one.
All right. Heisman Trophy, Super Bowl MVP. Can I get my pad and paper out here?
By all means, Mosey.
Can I do a little bit of writing here?
We're going to give you exactly a minute. I'm starting the clock right now.
Oh, God. I'm already freezing up. Desmond Howard's won.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
He win one? I know he won a Heisman. Oh, crap. I'm going to say Do I want to say that?
We are off to an electric start, ladies and gentlemen. You're 30 seconds in.
Oh, thanks. That helps.
Welcome.
I'm going to say Dorsett.
Dane?
No.
Nope.
Mm-mm. No.
Not you, Dane, me.
That was a defensive player co-defensive player Super Bowl right there against the Broncos.
That wasn't the Chuck Hawley one because he won it when they lost.
All right, Dane, give him the list. Hold on.
Did Marcus Allen do it?
Yes, he did.
Did Tim Brown win
Marcus Allen?
He did not.
Yep. Not Tim Brown.
Yeah, that's a good question.
All right, Dane, give him the other two.
I suck so bad at this.
The other two are Plunkett and Roger Staubach.
Yep.
And who cares about those guys?
Dane, I'm going to put you on hold. It's all yours, baby.
That's like the purest question we've gotten so far. Not gimmicky at all. I just suck.
Plunkett, by the way, had no business. I know that this is what people have come to us today for, this commentary. Plunkett had zero business winning the Super Bowl
MVP.
MVP in Super Bowl 15. There was a Raiders linebacker who had not one, not two, but three interceptions. You've three interceptions in a game, unless Jim Plunkett
threw five touchdowns.
I think you got to give it to the defensive guy. Don't you?
I would agree with that. How many interceptions did, what was the dude on Seattle who won it as like a footnote guy in when they crushed the Broncos? Why can't I think of it? You ended up playing with the Browns later.
Oh, Dexter Jackson.
No, it was Tampa.
Yeah.
I'm saying the linebacker on Seattle.
Oh.
No, but, I'm talking about?
You're talking about Malcolm Smith.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Donnie, would you have, Donnie's on the line. I know you would have gotten that pony. That would have been like a tick them off, like the Fantastic Four, quick. Do you think Donnie gets all four there?
Yeah, I think if you give Donnie a little bit of time, maybe.
No, I'm glad you gave me a minute, and I'm the dumbest one.
No, hold on here. Donnie is a wealth of football knowledge and Steelers knowledge. Going back to the 70s, though, actually, I think he could have gotten Staubach because of the Steelers tie-in.
How many times would you say you have watched each of the four Super Bowls represented by those four individual players?
From beginning to end?
Yeah.
Not often, but how many times have I watched the NFL Films presentation of those games? Probably at least 50 in my life.
It makes me sick when you say that. Yeah. Like, sick for you.
Why?
There's a big world out there, man.
Oh, there's time for that stuff, too.
What are you doing, like multitasking?
I was watching a little Ozark again yesterday.
I don't think I would have gotten all four either. Marcus Allen and Staubach were the only ones I
just read another Stephen King book.
Desmond Howard,
but
too.
You do the thing like
the
Alex. You do the thing like my wife Alex does, where you seem to knock off these like 900-page books in 4 hours. I don't even understand how the words are processed by your brain. She's like, oh, yeah, I just kind of look at the page and I take it all in.
And what is she reading about again?
Trash. Vampire smut. Just garbage. And she knows it, too. She admits it.
I watched that show, Vampire Smut, the one with Joe Manganiello in it. True Blood?
Oh, yeah.
I watched all that.
What was her name? Anna Paquin or whatever?
Yeah, she didn't really do it for me. I know other people say otherwise, but decent show. Yeah.
Wasn't it just all about vampires screwing each other?
There was a lot of that. Mm-hmm.
Down in Louisiana?
You watch any of that, Don? True Blood?
No, I never watched True Blood.
Here's my problem with the vampire genre.
Please, all means,
in every one of them, there's always some subplot of, we have to coexist with the human race here. We've lived in the shadows peacefully. You're vampires. You can kill them all. Why aren't you just trying to take over every time?
The whole vampire thing went through like a big time boom, I feel, in like the early 2010s. Because you had that show, you had...
What was the books that made it into
Twilight.
Movies?
And,
yeah, Twilight.
The werewolves were coming in on that one.
Yeah,
though.
I mean, the best...
The werewolf guy? The best, werewolf hunk?
The best vampire movie for me is The Lost Boys. Go
me,
back
it's
to
Blade.
The 80s.
Never saw that one.
You ever see Interview with the Vampire?
And we won't watch those ones because Amanda won't watch horror movies that were made...
Oh, no, you want to know what...
Pre-2000...
Do you want to know what a here? You want to know what a real artsy? Here's Malzy the
Interview with the Vampire.
No, Malzy the auteur.
Bram Stoker's that.
Bram Stoker. I think Brazzers made that production. The movie is called Let the Right One In, and it's a vampire movie. But it's like teenagers are the main characters, but it's not a teen movie. You know who's the hottest vampire? I think she was a vampire, not a werewolf. Kate Beckinsale.
Oh, I liked her.
No. Don't use the past tense. She's still got it going on.
Well, doesn't she date not Pete Frampton. Who's the guy? Who's the guy
from Frampton, like 80?
Who's the guy through the guitar tour?
Who's the guy from SNL? Pete Davidson?
Pete Davidson?
Didn't she go with him? Kate Beckinsale? Davidson's, he's got a hell of a resume. My goodness.
I think there's like kind of an openly known thing about
Pete
Davidson.
Well, everyone says because he's got a big schlong, right?
Yeah, Taylor Swift wrote a song about him. It'd be 13 minutes long, it sounds
like. Isn't that like... That's like the worst kept secret.
Yes, he was seen with Kim Kardashian for a while, and he looked like a ghost.
He still does.
He's not like a handsome guy, and yet he was bagging every celebrity who was worth a damn.
Yeah,
I mean, you don't have to be like
him.
Have to be Sherlock Holmes to figure out what's going on.
I'm a fan of his. He seems like he's just a down to earth dude. He's like, yeah, I'm from Staten Island. I don't really do much. I like to play video games. I eat pizza, and I got a big dong. And that seems to somehow work for him, man. It does. It works.
Peter Frampton, only 75, by the way.
Can you imagine if he was jacked up with Kate Beckinsale, though?
Also, Dolly Parton not dead.
She posted.
I know. There was a lot of discussion about that this morning that she might have been on.
How close is she to, like, you know, there's living American legends and treasures. She's got to be very near the top of that list of, like, hey, American exports to
Dolly
the
world. Parton?
Yeah.
I would say universally loved.
That's what I mean. Like, one of the very few universally loved, like, civic treasures.
She's like Pomp. No one's got a bad word to say about him. No one's got anything mean to say about Dolly Parton.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.